Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now, Adam Schefter, who is brought to you by Needham Bank. Needham Bank, can we be your bank? And Adam, good morning, and you're breaking some news today. How are you, first of all?
Good morning, Greg, Jermaine, and Danielle. How are you doing
Hello.
Today?
We're
doing
good
great. I want to ask right off the bat, when the Sanu deal got completed, and how long had the Patriots been targeting him?
Well, they've been trying to get him since before the draft, and they offered a two before the draft, and the Falcons turned him down. The Falcons were in a different spot then than they are today, losing games. And again, when Atlanta lost on Sunday, and it's clear that they're not going to be making the type of run that they would like to, the Falcons decided to make the move. And I think the two sides began intensifying discussions on maybe Sunday night, maybe Monday, and basically, you know, put the framework in place to get this done. And New England will send a two to Atlanta, and they get Sanu.
Is that reasonable, a two, or is that steep?
Well, that's the market. I believe that if the Patriots weren't going to pay that price, I think that other teams, I don't know if they would go to a two, but again, keep in mind, the Patriots two is like a three to other teams, right? So that's the price of doing business. And the Falcons, if New England wasn't going to step up, there would have been other teams that would have stepped up. There are enough other teams seeking wide receiver help. And so that was what New England was going to have to pay to get this guy. And New England's wanted this guy, and New England finally has this guy. And I would imagine he'll make his debut Sunday for the Patriots against the Browns.
Now, there were reports out there that they were also in the market for potentially a tight end and O.J. Howard, offensive lineman. Do you think it's possible that they still make another move, or do you think they're done?
I don't think they're ever done. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how likely it is that they'll make another move, but I won't be surprised. I mean, they'll continue to make calls, and they'll continue to sift through it. And by the way, you mentioned offensive line, you mentioned tight end, you mentioned those other positions. It's not like they don't need help at those spots anymore. Mm-hmm. If they can find help that makes sense, they'll do it. And they'll be on the phone from now through the trade deadline next Monday, 4 o'clock Eastern, and they'll see if they can get anything done. And if they can, I'm sure they'll make more moves.
With this acquisition, would you say that 16-0 is back on the table?
Well, I don't know that this makes the 16-0 discussion any more timely, topical, or relevant. I think the bottom line is this move makes them more formidable on offense, and we see what this team is on defense. The defense is playing at a historic rate. They are giving up fewer yards and fewer points than the 85 Bears or the 2000 Ravens. Their point differential is the greatest in the modern era. I think it's 185 points right now after, what is it, seven games?
Seven games, yeah.
And so, I mean, that's an average of over, what is that? That's over an average of over 20 a game. I mean, it's crazy. And so they believe that getting Sanu just gives them another weapon. Josh Gordon's hurt right now. Julian Edelman, as great as he is, and to me, he is a Hall of Fame receiver. You know, he's taken a lot of hits over the years, and you never know. And beyond those two guys, Philip Dorsett's been very good, very steady for them. But they need and want more help. They want that, and they got that in Sanu.
Does this put to bed my favorite topic, and that is the AB return speculation? Is that
Could we just dismiss that? I mean, that's crazy talk. And I'm amazed at how often I'm stopped. Even last night, I'm on the field before the game, and some fan is yelling, "Hey, Schefter, AB coming back to the Patriots." I go, what are you talking about, man? Like it's just unbelievable how many times I get stopped. People that have AB on their fancy teams, like, "You think I should drop?" Yeah, I think you should drop him. Like, yeah, you want to pick him up in 2020? Be my guest. You know, there's a chance he might play next year. But to think that he's going to play this year as much as he wants to, I just don't see that happening while the NFL's investigation is ongoing.
You got Curtis all worked up this morning when you were talking about Tom Brady and this potentially being his final season with the Patriots last night.
Which, by the way, was nothing that I haven't said on your station before.
Yes, yes. But you really feel like the signs indicate such, correct?
Well, I said last night, and I said on these airwaves about 6-7 weeks ago at the start of the season, and I'll say it again now, is let's just look at the basic facts. His home is for sale. His trainer's home is for sale. He set up his contract to void after this year. What does that tell you?
Well, the home...
Yeah, home for sale thing, I don't really buy into that. I understand the contract. But why? A lot of players live in parts of the country where they don't play. So, but he's still going to play next year. He's still going to have to commute, hypothetically, from Connecticut to Tennessee.
First of all, you're assuming that he plays. Like, we don't know how it's going to play out, okay? All we're saying is that the idea that this is his last season with the Patriots, that was his last Monday Night Football game with the Patriots last night, is a real possibility. That's all.
But do you believe that he's going to play next year? Or are you basing it, this is his last year and he's done? Do you believe he's going to play next year? Or do you believe this is his last year and he's done?
I believe it's possible he'll play next year. Again, I think this has to sort itself out. We don't know what's going to happen. And I also might add, to your point, that, again, it's one thing to think that he's leaving and one thing to have it set up for him to leave. And a lot of people plan a lot of big, significant decisions in their life. And then they walk to the bed like, you know what? I'm going to get married. Oh, I got cold feet. Or I'm going to end this marriage. And then you look down in the abyss and you're like, I'm not going to jump. I'm not going to take that jump. And you don't do it. Right? So it may just be that it's set up for him. And he doesn't. Like that could happen too. We don't know. But I'm just saying it's set up right now. I think if you just look at the basic facts of the situation, anybody using any common sense would say that there's a real possibility that this is his last season in New England. Whether that means he retires, goes to another team, I think everything's on the table.
If he had purchased a $10 million home in Greenwich, Connecticut recently, mm-hmm. would that change your mind?
No.
No, okay.
I would feel the exact same way.
You feel the exact same way?
Well, I think it's the contract that leads you to believe that this potentially could be his last year, not the fact that he's moving, trying to lay down roots in Connecticut.
No. It's taking all of the factors together. And
yeah, but
tying up the timing of all of it.
I mean, that's your opinion on it. I kind of disagree with it because, like I said,
okay,
I see guys all over the place. Now, let me ask you about the AB thing because you spoke on it. And
potentially gets very upset if anybody says anything about AB.
No, the question I would ask is, I'd like to know, do you feel like there's some type of collusion with the NFL or blackball and AB to not allowing him to play this season because of the fact that it seems like they're taking a long time with this investigation?
Is he on your fantasy team or something like that?
No. I want to know why a guy who's adamant about playing, and usually we know the commissioner likes to get things out of the way, that he's not allowing or he's not giving AB any answers on whether or not, or teams, whether or not he'll be put on the exempt list or suspended.
You asked if he's being blackballed, and I would say, I guess, in an unofficial way, if anything, he blackballed himself. Let's keep in mind here, basically, forced his way out of Pittsburgh mm-hmm. when there was a limited market and not a lot of teams interested, found another home in Oakland, forced his way out of Oakland when there wasn't a big market, found one of the last suitors in New England, mm-hmm. and basically came under investigation for alleged acts of sexual assault, and then basically criticized the owner after that. So who's left that wanted him? And it wasn't a big market to begin with. And now you introduce the fact that the league is still investigating him. What team in its rightful mind would go sign a guy while there's an active investigation where the guy could be suspended?
Well, there are reports out there that there are teams that are interested, but
yes,
they're waiting
correct. They're waiting for the investigation to wrap up. And the investigation is moving along at a typical NFL pace. With Ezekiel Elliott, it took months. With Ray Rice, it took months. With any significant act, it took months. This just happened and unfolded a month ago, 6 weeks ago?
Yeah, almost a month and a half ago, yeah. It just seems it seems strange to me that they interview her for 10 hours on Monday. They don't make any conclusion. So it does. It seems like, well, he was going to play that Sunday before he got let go by the Patriots. And if there was a smoking gun that the league would have found, I think they would have. They would have put him on the exempt list Tuesday or Wednesday or even Thursday before he got cut.
They don't have to put him on the exempt. He doesn't have a team right now.
No, but I'm saying initially on that. But they
didn't know what to do with that. Like, it was all so sudden. They were trying to figure it out. And then there was the incident where basically he challenged his accuser online as a member of the Patriots. And by the way, if he had done that while he was unemployed, I think he probably would still be a member of the Patriots, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. I think the single greatest thing about this Sanu deal being done is that we never have to discuss Antonio Brown on this radio station ever again.
I can't believe that you were talking about Antonio Brown on the station.
Wiggy talks about it every day. Every day. He wakes up and he looks at it. He's got a picture of him on his mirror and he looks at it every single day. All right. Adam, you say
we can let that go.
Sanu plays on Sunday, you believe, for the New England Patriots, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Adam Schefter, thank you.
All right, guys, have a great day.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.